And now we bring you the Country House Acquaintance with today's special guest, Claude Galbraith.
Well, summer's over now, and I guess as we make that transition into fall, I can't help but think about the summers of my youth. Summer always seemed to last so much longer when I was a child than it does now that I'm an adult. Now summer is just, what, 3 months long? That's just 12 short weeks. One small step along that short walk to your grave. Ah, but summer in my youth, it just seemed to last forever. Life was so happy-go-lucky back then. All your hopes and dreams, an endless field of dandelions just waiting to be picked. My mother had a baby and its head popped off. Yes, indeed. I can remember we'd go down to the swimming hole and go swimming, or maybe out to the landfill and play ball, or just go out in the visitor's yard and play Run for Your Lives. And you know, we did. And laugh, boy, did we laugh. Just laugh the days away. I remember sometimes we would go down the alley and play with that poodle. You see, there was this little white poodle. It lived in somebody's backyard, and I guess it must have been some kind of circus poodle or something, because you see, it did tricks for us. You know, it used to walk around the yard on just its hind legs with its hands flailing in the air, or sometimes it walked on just its front legs. Just walk around the yard like that, all of its own volition. I guess it was showing off to us. Yeah, we watched that poodle and laughed. Just laughed the days away. You know, I wish I had a poodle like that today. For myself, just like that one. That does tricks like that. I wonder whatever happened to that poodle. He was the darndest little thing, only about as big as a cat. Yeah, I wonder whatever happened to that thing. For some reason, I remember... I seem to remember us, this is a little embarrassing. Now that I think about it, I can remember us taking that white poodle, and after we skinned it alive, we burned it to death. I can't remember what it did to provoke us, but, well, it must have done something anyway. It's not as bad as it sounds, because I'm sure that after we skinned it alive, it must have gone completely numb or lost all feeling or something, you know, once those endorphins kick in, so that when we burned it to death, it probably didn't feel anything. It was probably on some kind of natural high. I imagine it would be a very peaceful way to go. I guess now that I think about it, maybe we weren't as happy-go-lucky as I thought. Maybe this little poodle is a perfect example of how all of my activities as a child degenerated into some sort of violent rage against nature. We were sociopaths on a destructive quest that would eventually lead to this black, massive void of hopeless desperation that I now know is called adulthood. Even those dandelions fell victims to our mad forays into adolescence, as we popped their heads off with a casual abandon that seemed to satiate some sinister hunger that had laid dormant in my brooding unconscious. Imagine a childhood based on rage and violence, fueled by drugs and alcohol, rooted in Zen Buddhism. What kind of foundation is that to work with, to build upon? But now, hopefully, with the positive influences of a loving God and merciful family and gentler nation, I like to think I've grown and changed. And now I try to treat every animal as if it were my own personal property.
This was a presentation of the Country House Acquaintance.